Good morning.
Good morning.
Good afternoon.
And good evening.
Yes. There we go. That covers all the bases.
Yes.
Yeah. Let's not say good night because that's got, yeah. They might go.
No. I just knocked the bear over.
The bear's falling over. Oh no.
He couldn't bear it any longer.
It. Dear listener, it's going to be a weird NG. I'll say that right now.
Yeah. We've just both had a catch up and I think we're both having a bit of a.
Yeah, it is a bit of a flump.
A flump, isn't it? I like that word.
That's it. A bit deflated, a bit flumped.
Yeah.
A bit of a downward mood.
Hmm.
Yes.
Melancholy.
Melancholy.
That's
colly,
I love
melancholy. Yeah. Melon and cauliflower. There's a vegan delight.
Yum.
Yum.
Actually, I'm wondering if that would taste good.
Maybe.
Like a salad.
Maybe.
I'd make you one after.
Thanks. Yeah. So it neatly brings us up to what our little topic's going to be, though, isn't it?
Yeah, I think so.
Yeah. Our moods, how our spiritual journey can either benefit or be affected. Is it a positive? Is it a negative?
Yeah.
Do we even turn to a spiritual sort of source
if
our mood drops and things like
ketchup.
That? Ketchup. Yes.
It's got spirit in it.
Spirit?
Yeah. Vinegar spirit of some kind.
Vinegar is a spirit, you're right. Yeah. I prefer mayonnaise. The real mayonnaise, not just that animal mayonnaise.
Yeah.
AKA vegan mayonnaise.
That's not real though, because mayonnaise is made with egg.
No. Vegan mayonnaise is the real. Same as sausages.
How?
And then you've got animal sausages. I'm bringing the words to vegan.
But you can't. I know.
I'm
I understand changing narrative, but you can't change facts to change your narrative.
No, my narrative
is. It's like
is,
saying that the earth is flat when
let's
it's clearly
not go
round.
You know I'm a scientist. Let's not go there.
So,
and if dear listener, you do think that the earth is flat, which you that is your prerogative, but I will ask you to do one simple test, which is sit down and watch the sunset. Sit down and watch the sunset and then stand up and watch it again, because the only way that can happen is if there's a curve on the earth. But yeah, and there ends my preach on flat earthing.
Brilliant.
There we go. Anyway, moods.
Anyway, moods.
Yes.
And spirit sources.
Yeah. I'm not going down your vinegar path.
Okay, sorry.
I'm not being tangented there this early into the podcast. It's not happening.
But you did because you went on to mayonnaise and vegan sausages. And then you brought flat earth into it. I don't even know how you managed that.
You did that. Anyway, shoehorning back to the topic. So, I admitted that my mood dropped massively last week to you.
Yes.
And we were discussing what topic, what sort of possible deep divey sort of thing to do.
Cause yes.
As dear listener knows, we've done two rambling ones, two little mini topics, and then we're trying desperately to cling on to doing a deep dive.
Mm-hmm.
So that's what we're kind of do, is sort of our spiritual journey and our mood and how it's affected and things like
that. Yes, and what happens when you're just not in the mood for it.
Yeah, just not feeling it. It's not vibing, all those other little...
The energy is wrong.
The energy is wrong, that's it.
And my body says no.
Yeah, you know, because as we are just human houseplants, because we're both introverts.
Yes.
You know, have we been watered enough? Yeah. Have we had enough sunlight?
Yeah.
Have we dusted off our leaves?
And what does our mood mean anyway? Is that actually a problem?
I think for me it was that week because I was in a dark place, and houseplants shouldn't be in a dark place.
No, that's true. I've been there several times recently. But I guess my point is, does our mood determine whether something is going well or not, or does our mood just determine how we're feeling?
Well, it's our experience at the time, isn't it? So I think our emotions are valid, you know, even if there's no cause for it, because I couldn't think of any cause as to why my mood dropped.
It's chemical quite often.
Yeah.
It's that spirit sauce again.
It is. Yeah. And I think that frustrated me more. And then, yeah, so my mood dropped and I tried doing some stuff that normally sort of snaps me out of it and all that jazz. And I realised that normally when I'd, or in the past, I would drink and then that would make it all go away. And obviously I'm not drinking anymore because, you know.
Did you try eating some vegan sausages?
I ate some vegan sausages and chips because I like chips. I did put salt and vinegar on them. Some mayonnaise.
Not vegan though.
Vegan mayonnaise, yes. Man.
That's not the real stuff.
The real stuff. Yeah. I had a shower, all those sort of things that, you know, are meant to kind of do it.
But just because you didn't immediately come out of it doesn't mean that those things didn't help, potentially.
No, but it would then kind of, it frustrated me because of...
It didn't switch you.
Yeah.
So you felt like you needed to feel the lightness as soon as possible.
You know when you get those kind of... You can feel yourself kind of sinking.
Yeah.
Because it's a good term for it, isn't it? I could feel that happening. So everything I was doing that normally would switch me out of that kind of mindset wasn't happening.
Did you ask your body why it was feeling dark?
Yeah, I mean, I hadn't been scrolling. I'd drunk enough. What, you know, that meme that's going through all the socials. Yeah. I'd done all those things. You know, I'd not doom scrolled and all that.
I'm not saying the symptoms. I'm saying why did you did you try and discover not just but why? Like, what was, does your body need rest? Like,
well, yeah, that's what I was kind of going through. So I made sure that I'd had enough to drink. Yeah. That I'd eaten. All those other sort of...
But it sounds like your aim... Sorry, I'm being really mean to you.
That's fine.
It sounds... Because I would be doing exactly what you're saying. I'm not saying that I'm... But I'm just... As you're talking, I'm thinking... Like... So, your aim was to get out of the darkness ASAP.
Yeah.
Not to discover why you're in the dark. So, say Jesus died and went to hell for 3 days. Or he did stuff for 3 days and one of the things was go to hell. He did something while he was down there and then came back again. But he didn't go start sinking down into hell and go, oh, I don't like this, so I'm just going to have a shower, drink enough water.
Yeah.
And
yeah, exactly.
So what do you think your body was trying to achieve in that time? Because I think sometimes we need a shutdown and reset and then a reboot. But there could also be other things going on. So basically, I've been reading a lot of Richard Rohr, as I said in our little
natter
before.
Week. Yeah.
And last week.
Well, that rhymes again. and becoming a poet, Anna.
Becoming? I am. he talks a lot about the shadow side and understanding your shadow side. Mm-hmm. And basically, I feel like we often just want to... reject it and just like, oh no, that feels a bit dark, go away. And our aim, before knowing or understanding what our body's actually going through in those days, our aim is just to stop it. Like, stop that feeling, please, it doesn't feel so good. And I understand, like, no one wants to feel that, but maybe we're meant to be doing something else.
I agree, 100%. I think for me that, because I've kind of come out the other side of it now, and the thing I didn't do, because I reached out, all those sort of things that you're meant to do, you know, but I didn't sit down and go, oh my God,
what do you want?
Help me with this. And that's something that I don't do a lot. And it's, you know, and then when I'm on the other side of it,
you're like, oh,
I'm like, oh, if only
that could have helped.
And I think that's why this might be a good topic, because I know for me, if I'd have, you know, if I get in that habit of kind of going, oh, I can feel that coming, maybe I'll sort of, you know, talk to my bestie. You know, maybe my bestie isn't God, because it's not the first one that I sort of think about. I mean, does he need to be my bestie? I don't know, say he, but I interchange he, theys, all that sort of stuff, because I don't see God as any of that nonsense. I just see God as
God.
God. Yes. No, no labels.
Indescribable.
Yeah, that's it, to quote the song. Yeah. And I think, you know, the general advice from the usual kind of topics is, you know, have we reached out to talk to someone so we're not sort of dwelling on ourselves and our own thoughts? So have we done something practical like listening to music or doing a hobby or gone for a walk, that sort of stuff? All those things have got their place. But then, like you're sort of alluding to, have we challenged those negative thoughts? You know, where are they coming from? Have we identified what's the cause and things like that?
Because maybe it's a part of yourself that's saying, I just don't want to do anything.
Yeah.
And then we need to say to that part of yourself, well, why not? Because I'm tired or because I'm scared or because I'm whatever.
Or I just don't want to.
Yeah. And then you say, okay, how long do you need?
Yeah.
I need a day. Okay, let's just go and watch TV for a day. Yeah. Let's just go and eat food for a day. And I think that's the thing that we don't do, because we're so, all of the advice is stop the feeling as soon as possible, whereas the feeling sat there going, I'm doing this for a reason, because we're one thing made of many parts, and one part of us is just saying, I'm trying to put the brakes on for a day. I'm trying to stop this for a moment.
Yeah.
Or it might be saying, I need you to just sit and think about this. Or it could even be God saying, I've got a friend that gets called into fasts and times of God, and it can go on for weeks, and they it's basically God saying, I just need your attention for like a day or a week or a month or even a year.
Yeah. One of our mutual friends, she because
it's going to be song quote day for me today.
It really is, isn't it? So I reached out to her to sort of get myself out of that funk, and she's normally really good at it, and I went round to chat with her the next day, and one of her favourite sort of things, because she's a bit of a life coachy, well, she's a life coach, one of her favourite movies to get people to watch is that Inside Out.
Yeah.
Which I've never watched, but...
Yeah, because sadness.
Yeah. And yeah, like you were saying, that's what reminded me about it. The fact that we've got all these different elements going on.
That's it.
But there's a synergy with it. So
there is.
Yeah.
There is. And I think if you... Because like Joy wastes a lot of time in that film trying to stop sadness from being sad.
Okay.
And she is like...
I'm guessing her characters in the movie.
Have you not watched it?
I have not seen it, no.
Oh my gosh, that's what we're doing this afternoon.
I literally just said, I haven't, I'm not.
It's a really good film. Uh-huh. Jess used to watch it Barbie over film, and over
here
again.
We go again.
No, honestly, it's so good. It's one of Jessica's favourites.
Okay.
But yeah, and so basically, the character Joy is... is so confused by sadness, and she's just like, you ruin everything, when actually sadness is trying to show a part of the main character, the character that they're all inside of. She feels sad about something, but Joy is spending all of her time stopping it, that it causes like chaos in the whole thing. But the order comes when Joy suddenly starts to understand sadness and let sadness be.
Yep. Hello, sadness, my old friend, to quote
hello,
songs.
Hello, sadness, my old friend. Thank you. You know I communicate best in
That's
song.
It. This is it. She's doing the jazz hands and everyone, dear listener. She's not, but you know.
Not to that song. Not you to can't that one. Jazz up.
Oh, I'm sure you could. You could do slow jazz hands.
The lighter.
A lighter for that one.
I don't know when to go into other stuff. I've got a few things bubbling in me now.
I don't know. Well, I'm going to give you another song reference, which is Solitude Standing, Suzanne Vega. So in my teenness, one of my favourite songs was that one. And it's describing the kind of that melancholy feeling, and I think that's part of something I've never been uncomfortable with, that feeling of melancholy, feeling like you're on the outside, and it describes it, solitude, standing by the window, looking out on the world. And she's not lonely. She's just there in her own presence, and she's comfortable within that. And she's got a wry smile. And I kind of, if I was going to personify what solitude would be, that song sums it up beautifully. And I think that's where my love of Suzanne Vega's music came from, because she's so emotive in how she describes these kind of feelings. Another one of my favourites of hers is A Small Blue Thing.
I think you've sent me that one
before. I have sent you it before, and the beauty of it is that it doesn't really describe anything apart from today I am a small blue thing. And it's cold and in your hand and things like that. But there's no, she's never turned around and said, it's about this, which I love, because then it can be whatever it is it needs to be.
Talks to you, that's amazing.
And I think that it's the same for our emotions.
Yeah.
But although we've kind of focused on what our, what some might class as negative emotions, you know, when we're feeling down or, you know, tired out or whatever it is. What about on the other extreme, when we're feeling incredibly joyful or hyper or
elated,
all those sort of things? Do we also focus on our spiritual self then as well?
No, but we don't mind, because we're elated and we're like, this feels good, let's stay here.
Yeah.
And we don't mind that extreme feeling.
Yeah.
But it's also can be unhelpful.
Yeah.
Especially to its extreme.
Yeah. But I find it easier as well to kind of remind myself that God's part of life in those moments.
That's true.
As opposed to the opposite,
when I'm sat there going,
in self
and you don't feel so much like, oh, this is God. Because it could be.
It could,
And I think it is a lot.
So the way I actually broke myself out of it is, obviously I did speak to people and that sort of stuff, although introvert and all that jazz. But then I went on the bike and I got out with nature. So Saturday, I didn't have many customers in, so I did a half day, closed the salon up, and just went out, went to Salisbury, grabbed a coffee, and then I came back via the New Forest. You know, lots of nature out there, you know, the wild, you know, all the the horses on the thing, all that sort of stuff. And I came around one corner and there's a bull stood there in the middle of the road, kind of going, you all right? And I was like, oh, yep, are you all right? And he kind of trotted off past
friend,
me.
Not foe. Yep,
that's it. Yeah.
I'm a vegan.
That's it. Yeah.
I didn't eat your mum.
That's it. Yes. Although yesterday, speaking of
Oh, gosh.
Yes.
What are you going to confess?
No. This. So.
Did you go to...
Well, me and Shelfie did the coffee thing. And then on the way back, we stopped off for something to eat. And the place we went to... So I ordered a beetroot burger and that sort of jazz.
Of
she ordered a chicken burger. And the beetroot burger said it had mayo on it. I was like, can you not do the mayo unless it's vegan mayo? So he did that. Off he went. Comes back. I've eaten the chips. And then take a bite out of the burger. It ain't a beetroot burger. It's a beef burger. Yeah. It's like... So...
No way.
Yeah. So, I mean, they did all they could to sort of make it good. And they said, look, do you want it replaced? Not sort of... It's like, no. But, and he explained why, that he'd abbreviated it to beet as opposed to... But...
And then so the beef kitchen looks like beef.
Yeah, and the kitchen had got really, really busy.
Yeah.
And blah, blah, blah. But yeah.
Whoops.
Yeah. So, yeah.
Oh, no.
Harsh, right?
Mm-hmm.
But I won't name and shame because they did all they could, and yeah, mistakes happen good. And that yeah. sort of stuff, and you know. Yeah. And Shelfie's meal was really good. She really enjoyed it. The chips were great.
Yeah.
But yeah. Yeah. Aww. So, but I got her to take a bite out of mine just to make sure that it was
what I thought it was,
and it was. So So she got a free burger and I got chips. So yeah.
So back to
topic.
Yes. Yeah. Where are we?
Moods.
There's a reason you were
So it was about you know, where does our focus go when do we just focus on ourselves, or do we you know, look at our spiritual life as well, or our inner spirit?
To be honest, for me, when I am down and when I'm having a low time, that is that I've recently in particular found myself really begging God to show up. Like, and in so many ways he does, because even the miracle of coming out of it can
But there's, I've got an idea just pop into my head as well as I was speaking. It's like, is it part of our spiritual journey that that happens as well?
I think it is. I 100% think that's it, and that's what I'm trying to say is like, I think it's sometimes, I think sometimes God is even saying to us, I just want some one-to-one time with you, and to do that I'm going to remove all your distractions. And you, it's, and this is what I was trying to say, it's not about the feelings, it's not about do I feel elated or do I not feel elated, it's about like, you just, you're in the moment and the moment takes you to wherever, and and yeah, we feel like it changes our relationship with God, but does it? Because I don't think it does. I think our spirit is reaching out to God the same force it always is. Because we are, when we are part human, part spirit, we that is how we've been formed. That is why there is a lot of unexplained stuff going on inside of us, because a part of us is spiritually reaching out to something, and that's what I believe the Holy Spirit reaching out. So like yesterday I was in church, I was telling you this, and I felt like I was just struggling with the setup of the worship. I couldn't really put my finger, I had a feeling as to why I felt it was, but I wouldn't publicly say that, but basically I was struggling to get into it, and then so I kind of was backing off a little bit, and then I felt God tell me to push, and so I said to God, this is how I'm feeling, and he's like, okay, but what's your spirit wanting to do? And then I asked sort of like, well, what do you want to do? And it's like, I want to worship. And my spirit didn't care whether it was the best worship ever, or whether I was stood in like in, I don't know, in front of a recorder recital at school. It didn't care. It just wanted to do something. And so it was hard work for me, because my feelings were saying something different. But it's, my feelings actually don't count. Like, they do to a point. But in these, some of these moments, that isn't the deciding factor as to what should be happening. It, my feelings count. I'm not saying that they never count, or but there are times when it's like, actually, that isn't the decision maker in this moment. And I think sometimes when we're low, it's like my feelings aren't the decision maker as to whether I'm in a good place or a bad place. My feelings are feeling, and they're valid in whatever story they've got. But what's my spirit saying? What's my lowness saying? What's the part of me that's putting the brakes on saying? And they're the ones that are actually the ones that need their voice right now, not my feelings. Who, my feelings speak louder than everything else. But they're not actually my decider in everything. They are in some things, but not in everything. And that's kind of how I face it these days.
No, I 100% get what you mean, and again, it's that analogy of the film where joy is not listening to sadness. You know, our spiritual self and our physical self, they're intermeshed so intrinsically that if there's that conflict, then that's causing the cause upset. So like you just said, you know, by listening to what your spirit needs and feeding that, that will then help us physically as well.
That's it.
Yeah, 100%.
And I felt like something in me has been working through, because I've been having this, I've been super tired recently and just feeling like nothing's really going on in me. But I blame actually, the moon. Yeah. But actually, when I reflect and when I start telling the story of, so last week I had this idea of a meditation to do with my home group, didn't get to do it because I didn't actually make it onto the call. I then held on to that meditation all of this week. And then I get to Sunday and that happened with the worship.
Yeah.
And part of the meditation reflected on the Genesis 1 verse that talks about the Holy Spirit hovering over the deep. That's what the talk was on Sunday. And just before the talk, during that worship time, literally just as I'd reached the moment of saying, Spirit, what do you want to do? And the Spirit's like, I want to worship. Someone gets up and says something about the Holy Spirit bringing order from... from the chaos, which is exactly what was going on in me, because I was like, this worship feels chaotic because of XYZ. Whether it was for anyone else, I don't know. And God was like, what does the Holy Spirit do? And I was like, bring order. And then this guy comes up and says that. And then the whole talk on that Sunday was about order, chaos, Holy Spirit hovering over the water, the deep, and what that really means, what he felt that really meant. And I was like, okay. And then I'm thinking about that meditation that I had that was really similar to all of this. And then a friend texted me today saying, could you just pray for clarity? And I was like, oh, I've got this idea of meditation. And what do you reckon? And that they've gone off. I don't know if they heard me, but
You know, you haven't said what that meditation was
yet. I know.
Okay, fair enough.
I'm just holding on to it. But through it, I'm like, wow, that actually all happened when I've not had any feelings of inspiration. Like, I've had the lowest feelings of inspiration all week. And it's only now reflecting where I go, oh, but that was happening at the same time.
I mean, it's also interesting that you've said about order out of chaos as well, because there was... I'm not sure if it's a film or a series or something like that, and it had that theme in it. And then in one of my D&D games as well, that exact phrase has been used. In fact, in two of them, thinking about it.
And funny enough, at the same time, now that you said that, I'm thinking of all the other things that have happened this week that have felt chaotic, and I'm like, oh, and now, and then that happened, and that was like the order of it, and that's happened so much this past week. Even my little meltdown at work that I mentioned. And then as soon as I got, so I had this big rant in the kitchen at work this week about someone, which was just completely inappropriate of me and completely wrong. And I did it. It came out. It was like a little outburst I had. Really
moody. So you say it's a big rant. How long did it actually last?
Oh, maybe it felt like forever. 20 seconds? But it was probably a few seconds. But it was... I could feel the horribleness in me. And then I walked off and then I immediately felt this... There was no excuse for that. There was no... I felt like a shame that wasn't unbearable. It wasn't something I was going to hold on to, but I felt it so strongly. And I almost immediately went back to the kitchen and said to the people that heard me that was completely out of order of me, and
so you made good on the situation that you'd just created.
But if you think about how this Holy Spirit works, that was the Holy Spirit that was said to me, you're out of order, go and tell those people. And I did it, and then order came, because then it diffused me completely. And then I, with the staff member that I had a big moan at, I just saw her slightly differently for the rest of the day. It just stopped me from building on my anger, which again is order from chaos.
See, I love moments like that where you've got these instant kind of feelings that well up inside of you. And then when you actually do meditate over it or reflect on it or... look for the truth of it, you do tend to see things in a slightly different way. So we could just react, or we could kind of meditate it through and and find that peace within it, and the whole what would Jesus do cliche. Is he gonna flip a table or is he not?
That's it.
It's like when I was coming here today and you told me that that lorry had overturned and that sort of stuff. So you know, I put my route into Google Maps to take me down this other route, which it turns out to be like farm tracks, which on a motorbike's not fun because it's full of potholes and that sort of stuff.
So is it normal roads at the moment?
Well, yeah, these are like single track sort of, you know the roads around here, dear listener, not so much. So there I was merrily going along. And then Google Maps, there was like a cone in the road where there's this massive pothole.
Yeah.
I said, oh, glad that's there. Missed that. And then maybe 10 minutes later, I see the same cone, but on the opposite side of the road. It's like, what's going on? I've been on this road already. It's like, come on. I mean, it was very picturesque, and I didn't need to be in that moment because it was like beautiful sort of thatched houses and that, you know, exactly where I've been all the other times. So it was just interesting, and I think maybe a few years ago I'd have kind of been frustrated by that sort of stuff, but I can see the growth in me now, whereas I don't get that frustration now.
So it's a bit like my sister, we were meant to see her Thursday afternoon, and I get a text saying, probably won't be able to see you today because I'm kind of, the van won't start basically. They were in a car park and with a van with all of her kids, and then
which can never be easy.
No. So but she was totally, she's like, everything's fine, it's all part of an adventure. And then when I saw her yesterday, I was like, how was what happened with the van? And she goes, oh, it's really funny, the RAC came out and just sort of, it was they just did something really quick and it worked again. But she was there for 3 hours, and they had sent, one of her kids went to the co-op and they got a picnic. She goes, it was so fun. And was like, it was not even annoying for a moment because we just embraced it and we just had loads of fun. And I just think it's so easy to click into stress, and then you can easily just click out of it by going, so we're here for 3 hours, what should we do? Or they probably didn't even know it was going to take 3 hours, but we're here for now, so what should we do? And then
make the good of it.
Just had a picnic, they chatted, they played music, and they just had a whirl of a time. But it was just, I just love that because it's such a different way to do life than to just go, things haven't gone to plan. And I think with our kind of brain types as well, when things don't go to plan, it's hard to click into the joy of the situation.
Yeah, I do struggle with that. I think not so much when I'm on the motorbike, which is why I love motorbiking so much, because I'll deliberately go out and get lost
and
then try and find my way back, and then it becomes an adventure.
That's it.
But I think because I've got that mindset already,
it helps.
But in other things, when things don't go to plan, I feel the frustration within it,
and you have to play with that frustration and kind of go, what is this frustration? Is it a stop thing, or is it a, what am I actually feeling and why am I feeling it, and what do I need to communicate, what do I not need to communicate?
That's it.
Like at work when I get stressed at someone, actually the part of the problem is that I like things to go a certain way. When they don't, I struggle, which is no one else's fault. It doesn't mean that anyone else is doing something wrong. It's just I've got to adapt, basically.
Yeah. I mean, I always got really stressed when there was more month than pay. And I had food in the cupboards and that sort of stuff. I wasn't going to go short, but I'd always fret. Because, you know, I've always lived frugally, I think. And then I have sort of extravagant splurges. And it's just how I live my life. You know, some people don't agree with it. It's just me. You know, I don't tend to sort of buy things on the never-never and all that sort of stuff. Because, you know, good Yorkshire upbringing, you've got to save and then and then you go out and do it. It's just part of how I've grown up. And other people get frustrated because I'll say, well, I can't. It's like, but you've got money and all that sort of stuff. It's like, yeah, but it's not spare money. So when I say there's more month than wages, I've already accounted for that money, although it's there. You know, it's there because the bill's coming and that sort of stuff. And yes, okay, I know payday's just before that bill's due and all that sort of stuff.
But you still want to know that it's coming from that bit. Not relying on the next bit.
So because I've allocated it.
No, I get you.
And I think that gives me a sense of peace, and it's... And I think maybe that's where our spiritual journey can be as well.
Yeah.
And I'm trying to kind of teach myself that. It's like, you know, God is always going to provide in some degree. It might not be the way we expect it.
Mm.
So, okay, we've got this spiritual bill coming that... But we've got enough.
Yeah.
Oh,
you've just made me think in those low times as well. Because I did say this to someone recently, and I think I was talking to myself. Sometimes just learning to rely on God when you do have enough, but you're being restricted. So say you've got enough energy to go and see people.
Yeah, yeah.
But you're not feeling it in that moment. And so you feel held back in some way, that maybe there's a strength being built in you for a time when, so almost like that kind of saving to invest.
Yeah.
So maybe you're being pulled back because you're about to invest into something.
Yeah.
And you're just needing to save something for a moment. So save your energy, save your, and you just, you're almost going through an exercise of,
I think that's a good analogy. Yeah. So maybe we should end this episode now and then next week go into maybe a more biblical, maybe look at some scripture, at things that speak to us and things like that. I've got a few ideas of just ones that are normally bounded around when people are feeling low.
Yeah.
And normally they don't help me at all. Yeah. But they're maybe the cliche ones.
This is how it could help you.
That's it. Yeah. Yeah. So maybe I'll sort of pick four.
Yeah.
Because I've got a list, you know me.
Yeah.
And so I might sort of throw them out. You can sort of say, right, this is my initial sort of feeling of it. I'll say what my initial feeling is.
Yeah.
And then we can talk about maybe how it would work.
Yeah.
Or maybe a better way of looking at it than just throwing a scripture at people.
Yes. That sounds good to me.
Perfect. So.
Bye.
Yes. Bye for now.
Bye for now.